This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The U.S. has been guilty of bowing to China, and I'm not just talking about America's response to the Winter Olympics. A recent op-ed in the Daily Wire documents four ways America routinely bows down to China. The first way is in the area of trade. You might not expect that a former wrestler and actor who plays a tough guy would be the sort of person to grovel before the Chinese. But you can see the video in which John Cena apologizes for talking about the country of Taiwan, perhaps because he was promoting the latest Fast and Furious movie. The Chinese Communist Party does not recognize Taiwan as an independent country, and it's also hard to find too many in the NBA who want to talk about human rights abuses in China. A second area is in academia. The economic independence between the U.S. and China allows them to steal between $300 billion and $600 billion in American intellectual property. Several dozen American universities host chapters of the Confucius Institute, which is part of the Chinese Communist Party's global influence and propaganda apparatus. Foreign policy is another concern. Reporters have asked the White House why it is not pushing for more access and information to get to the bottom of the origin of the virus. This administration is quite willing to defer to the Chinese government and the World Health Organization rather than find the origin and development of a virus that has killed more than 400 million people. A final area is culture. While the Chinese government emphasizes cultural values that foster strength, the U.S. government promulgates cultural values that produce weakness. One country is dedicated to promoting manhood, while the other seems to be doing all it can to weaken it. Obviously, it is time for this country and its leaders to stop bowing down to China. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.